Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're so encouraged that you are joining us here today. We have so many interesting things, God's news, behind the news, wisdom moments, and all those wonderful humor moments. Join us, VFN Radio's Extra Hour. You're listening to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged that you have joined us, and you will be encouraged too. VFN Radio, join us in a few. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. Joining me in the Extra Hour, John Ramos, is Pat and Chris. Now, Chris, the next time they talk about diving, okay, make sure that you know, I'm not going diving with these guys. They don't have the right equipment. They're talking about floating up. What's up with you guys? I'm not too sure about man? This, okay?
Piece of cake.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah.
I have faith in you.
I stay above water. I mean, I don't mind swimming. I'm not sure I'm ready to go down 80 feet. I just was 60 feet up in the sky going from tree to tree. I don't know if I can go 80 feet down in the
60,
water.
60, was it? Okay. Wow. That tree must have grown.
No, remember when I took work with me here. Remember when I took Elijah? We did the treetop experience. We're 60 feet up in the air.
Going that through. One, that yeah. one. Okay.
Oh, that tree.
Oh, but you were tied to something, right? So you wouldn't fall on herself.
60 feet is 60 feet. You hear Macho Man over here? We can trees. Oh, you know, all the muscles get in the way. Well, Chris, as I was hearing that, it reminded me when you and I went on a boat one night to rescue a brother.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, you too. I remember that.
So yeah. Chris is calling me, our men's group, and he says, okay, we got to go help, we'll protect the innocent here.
Yeah,
we
got to
help a brother out. I said, well, where is he? And he says, oh, he's on his boat. I'm like, Chris, it's like 9 o'clock at night. What do you mean he's on his boat? He's like, well, he's on his boat. He's out here by me. We got to go get him. I'm like, Chris. Boat? Nighttime? Can't see anything? What are you talking about? So Chris comes picks me up. I don't know if you remember all this. We go all the way out to, I don't even know where that part of that water was, but we actually see him. We actually see our brother at night.
You found him.
We found him, but he's out there. We go to the dock and we're like, dude, what are you doing? This is our early ministry experiences here. What are you doing out in the water?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, he convinces us. Stupid. He convinces us to get on this boat with him.
Oh, on his boat.
Yeah.
On his boat. Now, we were on dry ground. We were on a dock.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I don't know if it was you that seconded that motion and thought that I was a good idea.
Well, yeah, man. I was trying to help my brother out.
Yeah. We get on this boat with someone who was just a little, how do you say this, Chris?
Lively.
Well, yeah. So we're on this water that you can't see. It is pitch black. I don't even know how in the world he sees what, you know, where he's going.
All right.
And the water is so eerie. I mean, it's so silent, okay? And all of a sudden, it starts chopping. And I'm like, okay, this is not going to be good. Chris is like, what? I'm like,
he this turned is so- green.
Oh, wow. That's an amazing feat.
Dude, I turned every witch of color. I'm like, this is not going to be good. I'm like, get the boat back now.
And we were way out there. We went way out into the bay.
Way out. Yeah. And it's like, oh,
that was
why?
Brilliant.
Why did I say yes to this? Why did I let Chris? And we're out. I mean, it's so far out there, dude. It's like you can't see a thing at night.
So what were you doing out there? You fishing?
No. We were trying to actually do counsel. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We were trying to do counseling on a boat. Word to the wise.
Not a good idea.
Do ministry on dry ground.
Right. But we did end up in the Waffle House till late at night.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My goodness. You're going way back, dude. Yes, we did get him out the boat, and we did go to Waffle
House. We got him out the boat.
We did get him out the boat, and we did go to Waffle House, and we were there to the wee morning hours. This is what you do for your brother. I mean, this is, that was love right there. That was love.
Yeah. That's right.
I can't do boats. I just don't know why. I mean, just, I tried to go deep sea fishing. Someone blessed me with a nice deep sea fishing.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you get stuck on that trip, too?
Definitely. You know. It's like $100, you know, excursion. And right. I'm like, where's the cabin?
Where's the latrine?
It was me and this nice little old lady just leaning up against each other. I was like, oh, I'm sick. She was me, too. So it was all over. Her and I were just sitting there together. I'm like, it was awful. I didn't catch
anything. They wouldn't bring you back?
No, dude.
You know, they didn't stop that boat for you? Oh, my gosh.
We were so far out, we couldn't even see land, dude. It was like way out.
Yeah.
Way out. And I'm like, please take me. The rest of the people are like, we are fishing, dude. We are. And they're catching red snapper left and right. I'm like, I want to catch something, but I can't stand up. I can't. Me in the water. Although I did go one other time. I was brave. I went back again with the kids, and it wasn't as choppy.
Yeah.
And we caught fish, so caught a lot of fish.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, but,
good job. Memories.
Yeah, memories. Words to the wise. No ministry on the boat. Not a good idea.
Got it. Check.
Check. All right. So we're talking about in the first hour, in the end of the first hour, we're talking about truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how Jesus is truth and he's the spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sharing the gospel and ministry to someone. We want to ask them, hey, listen, are you interested in truth? Are you interested in knowing the truth?
Right.
Because if you're not interested in knowing the truth, you know, it's like, hello, I can't help you much. Mm-hmm. But most people, if you ask them, they're interested and they want to know the truth. But the question is, like, how do you come up with the truth? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What is your decision making when it comes to finding the truth? I'm amazed. You can't guess. I mean, listen, when you should take those tests, multiple choice, and we stumbled, you know, we filled in and guessed a couple of answers,
mm-hmm.
you could stumble on the truth, and but you can't guess your way to the truth on important matters like, hello, eternity.
Right.
That's not something you want to, you know, say.
And, you want to guess at that one.
Yeah. And like, dude, there's like a 50-50 chance that you could be wrong. I mean, are you willing to go down to the mat on this theory here that grandma told you? I mean, it's mm-hmm. this theory that you read and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so typically there's three ways that people come up with feelings. Could be more. I mean, come up with coming to the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is feelings. It feels right. It gives me purpose, you know, whole mm-hmm. peace of mind. I just, you know, I just believe. They're just their own personal feelings.
Right.
Like, okay, that's like so subjective.
Yeah.
And so, well, you know, how do you feel in a day?
Mm-hmm.
You know? The second one is their family or someone they trust. They believe it, so I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the gospel. I mean, I don't know what your experience was like, but you know what? That's so true. A lot of people just say, well, this is what my family, this is what my family believes.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know if that's true? No, I don't believe that. You know, and just because you believe something, you can wish it all you like and have all the belief in the world that that's the right thing. You mm-hmm. can be so sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong.
Exactly.
You know, and I just, you know, I remember when even myself, and I don't know about you, but When I had these ideas about God prior to really coming to God, that were just warped, mm-hmm. you know? You don't know the truth, and you're deceived. That's a scary thing. And then it's like, you're going to, you know, pound the table even harder. This is the way. And it's like, oh, I don't even know the way. But I had a different idea, and I was coming to the truth based upon maybe what my experiences were or my personal feelings. But that is so limited, so subjective. It's like, you know, you're 18. Oh, okay. you Googled it. Oh.
Right.
The newspaper? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Someone on Facebook Facebook. Oh, okay. Right. Now, how is it that you came to this conclusion?
Right.
About eternity?
Right, right.
About God?
Mm-hmm.
And you're willing to go down to the man. And what if your uncle, mm-hmm. what if your mother was wrong? What if your dad was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So important, because you got to know the truth for yourself.
Right.
You got to know the truth for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I had a whole different concept prior to knowing God.
Right.
Well, I'm okay. I'm all right. And one lie that the enemy tries to plant to many people's lives is that, you know what? I know about God. I know of him.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with those statements. Mm-hmm. You know, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You can know of God, about God. You can even agree that the Bible is a great book.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. unless you accepted him into your heart,
right,
you don't know him.
That's right.
But I'm a good person.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
I pay my taxes.
Right. I haven't killed anybody. I don't steal.
I try hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I just firmly believe, if you ask, and I've done this before. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in the harvest field, and you ask people, you know, why, if God was to allow you to heaven, and he was to ask you, why should I allow you to heaven, what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Based upon my experiences, and I'm telling you, I've maybe hundreds,
mm-hmm.
you know, one-on-one
mm-hmm.
over the years, and I would say 90 to 95% of those that I've spoken to and asked that question. I even had surveys.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, well, I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shocked to find out that being good is not a prerequisite of going into heaven.
Mm-mm.
That has nothing to do with it, because Jesus himself tells us that there's no one good except the Father.
That's right.
It's not our righteousness or our good works that earns our way into the kingdom and into having a relationship with God. You can't earn anything in God by trying to do good works. And we do good works because God's in us,
mm-hmm.
but not for his favor, his love, his acceptance. We don't earn anything with God.
Right.
That's truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's truth. And the last way people come to a decision on things, on what they're going to believe, is they look at the evidence.
Mm.
What's the evidence?
Mm-hmm.
You can base it on your feelings.
Right.
You can be like, really? You're willing to stand on that because Uncle Joe, what, told you what? Really?
Mm.
And you know how it turned out for Uncle Joe. You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you serious?
Right.
Or now, you didn't, okay. I mean, help me out here. This is serious. We're talking about like deception. We're talking about not knowing the truth. We're talking about making decisions that have eternal consequences.
Mm. Right.
If you're a parent, you owe it to your children that God's given you, that's blessed you. You owe it to seek the truth, to seek God. You need God. You need to find the truth. But you can't make your decision for God based upon your feelings or based upon what others say, because they think that. You need to spend time yourself looking at the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even creation speaks about God.
Right.
Even creation speaks.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what the evidence is? The evidence is the Word of God. Listen, when you have 19% of the church actually abiding and spending time with God, and not even the truth, when we talked about this before in one of our segments, is how the enduring Word of God,
mm-hmm.
66 books written by so many different people, you know, all saying the same thing from Genesis to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You can find Jesus all the way from Genesis all the way through Revelation in every book of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
In a time where they didn't have internet, books, TV, radio.
Right.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Every year is still the bestseller. The Bible itself is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at it. And it's filled with truth. But if you never open it, if you never look at it, if you don't read it, if you don't spend time with God and knowing him, how can the truth be revealed to you?
Right.
And sad to say, that with pride and with age, people sometimes would rather defend what they think they know
mm-hmm.
instead of wanting to grow.
Right.
And I want to caution, if you just turned in, if you're trying to share with someone, it's worth having these conversations. Listen, people's souls hang in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
People's souls hang in the balance. Let me tell you something. This world is getting increasingly evil. Satan hates your guts, hates our guts. But let me tell you something. God loves you and has an amazing plan for you. He has an amazing plan, if you don't know him, for you to come to know him. And he has an amazing plan for you if you're his child and you do know him. He wants you to come into the family of God. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to restore you and heal you. And he wants you to continue to share his word. I love how when Jesus reached the demoniac and he was all tied up in the Bible and just with chains and broken and mm-hmm. all mess, and people were afraid even to be around him,
mm-hmm.
that he was delivered and set free and came to Jesus. He was a new man. The Bible says he was sitting in his right mind.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'll go with you anywhere.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. So I want to encourage you that God loves you. God truly, truly, truly loves you.
Yes.
You know, man may not, but there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and his heart burns for you,
mm-hmm.
and he is the truth, he is the way, and he is the life. We're going to play a segment for you that we previously aired on VFN Radio. It's called God Loves You, and it was a time that just was so encouraging. When we get back, we're going to talk about this more, but you got to know the love of God. There's nothing more truthful, nothing more powerful, nothing more real than God's love. People often talk about a mother's love. Let me tell you something. A mother's love does not even compare to a God's love.
Right.
It's not even on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Or a father's love. Let me tell you something. God loves you with an amazing love. Listen to this. You may be hearing some people saying that, you know, if God hates someone,
mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. God doesn't hate anybody. Right. That is just some wrong, warped thinking. God loves everyone. So you're going to hear him, and who does God love? You're going to hear about he loves mankind.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one that God does not love.
Right.
And we're going to go, you know, more in depth into this, but you're going to be encouraged, and it's going to help you to relate to others and get a fresh perspective and not fall into the temptation to judge or put labels on people, but to recognize that, hey, if they're made, you know, every human being is made in the image of God,
mm-hmm.
and they may not be loving God,
right,
but that never changes God's love towards man.
I know.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, thank God, right?
I know, right?
Because there was a time in my life when I didn't always love God. Sad to say.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, oh, it'll be you. See, Chris, there he goes again. See, there he goes. But isn't that amazing? It's like, you know, oftentimes people you hear say, well, you know, I love God. Well, really? You know, we need to investigate on it. We need to talk about that more, mm-hmm. you know, because we need to define what love is, you know?
Right.
You know, loving God is honoring God and making him the Lord of our life. You know, Isaiah says that they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And God's not into lip service. He's not into pretty words, right? But he's into action. You know, he's into our love being displayed. His love was displayed. It was displayed on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love demonstrates.
Absolutely.
And if we say we love God, then we'll begin to obey God. And so he loves us unconditionally, but we need to love him back.
All right.
You know, he loved us even in our most worst state. So when we were sinners, Christ died for us. When we were unlovable, think about it. Chris, Pat, when you were unlovable, I mean, I know it's hard to, I know if you're familiar with listeners, it's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys at one time, maybe to others, never to me, of course, right?
All right.
But to others, they could have been seen as unlovable. Mm-hmm. But yet,
mm-hmm.
but God, right?
But God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank but goodness.
God. Chris is like, amen. I ain't saying nothing.
That's right.
But isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I used to run away from it.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And many are running away from the love of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know how you know his love will overtake you. The Bible says that it's his kindness and his goodness that causes us to turn back to him. You know, and if I said it this once, I said it 1,000 times. I'm like, I'm not in a place. I'm just not in a place where I can turn down that type of love. Mm-mm.
No.
You know, I need the love of God. That's right. I need the grace of God. I need the mercy and the forgiveness. I need it all every day. And he richly supplies that to us. Mm-hmm. And so it's if you haven't made the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you that there's never been a better time than today.
Absolutely.
You know, today is the day of salvation. You know, you've tried and maybe you've thought about it and maybe you've, you know, someone turned you on to the radio program and you just kind of tuned in. Let me tell you something. God loves you. Mm-hmm. God has a plan for your life, that the way you walk and talk and breathe and look and act and the things that make you, you, God's designed you for a purpose. The Bible says that he knit you in your mother's womb.
That's right.
He loves you with an everlasting love, you know, and he wants to have a relationship with you. He desires for you to have a relationship with him.
That's right.
The Bible is his love letter to you. And that's how we begin to walk out a relationship and communing and talking with God, which is simply prayer. But he's not after what you can do for him. He's not after you so that you can just, you know, attend a service or something and be, you know, go to a location, a building. You know, that's not what he's after. Your heart. He's after your heart. I remember when I first heard that, you know, Pat, Chris, I'm like, God, really?
You want this?
Exactly.
Are you sure, God?
You know, surely this is a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, my perception, and I don't know what, you know, my perception was that maybe God was up there with the big old ruler and just looking to get me in trouble for every single time that I did something wrong. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, if you listen today, that's not God. That was a stinking thinking that I had. I had a wrong perception. And what you believe about God is going to determine what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And because I believe that, it caused me to maybe stay away from hearing the truth that I needed to hear. But when I heard that this loving God was willing to forgive me of all my sins, forgive me of everything that I've ever could have done, and that I could start afresh and start anew, that he'll separate my sins as far as the east is from the west, and he can purify me.
That's right.
And he loves me unconditionally. I'm like, wait a minute. This is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And he just melted my heart. And I want to encourage you today. You know, some of us have written our stories of how we found God and our, you know, you can go to meetmyfather.org and you can hear more about that. But if you want to take this step of faith, if you want to leap into the arms of God, you're going to find that he's right there waiting for you. He's been waiting for you to turn to him because his eye has been upon you. And once you make eye contact with him, once you turn your gaze towards him, you're going to find that everything's going to work out. You're going to find that your life is going to have a new sense of meaning. You're going to find out what true love really is all about.
Right.
You know, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm sure this was your experience. You know, my experience was that I don't even know who that guy used to be.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to know him anymore.
Yeah, tell me about it. And I know you have been transformed, Patty.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Definitely.
Isn't that good?
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the things that set me free from that mindset that you're talking about, that that God can't love me, is, you know, I heard at one point that, you know, God doesn't look at us as we look at us.
Mm-hmm.
God looks at us as he created us to be.
Wow.
You know, he knit you in your mother's womb. You know, he knew you before the creation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that statement there just, you know, is very freeing, that God doesn't look at me in the state that I am in now.
Right.
He sees me as he created me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's just a very freeing.
Absolutely. You
know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's very freeing. It's very freeing because if all you've been is in a place of desperation. You know, you're trying to do it without God. Mm-hmm. I mean, life, you know, life doesn't go well without God. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't go well.
Right.
I mean, you look at the broken relationships. Mm-hmm. You look, I mean, if, you know, there was a survey done, and I can't give you any statistics here for it, but I read this survey once. It said that the person's main goal in life, that one of the people's main goal is to be happy. I just want to be happy, you know, and okay, you know, the thing with just being happy is how we try to pursue happiness, mm-hmm. you know, because happiness is just something that happens, mm-hmm. but true joy comes from the Lord.
That's right.
And so oftentimes, you know, people get on a treadmill that don't know God. I mean, I was on it. Mm-hmm. You know, you think maybe a relationship's going to make you happy. So you mm-hmm. get into a relationship mm-hmm. and you find out that, you know what, that person is not God. Mm-hmm. And right. you're not God for that person. Mm-mm. But you look at relationships, and without a relationship with God, people fall into temptation of treating each other like gods, mm-hmm. and thinking that this one person, this one soulmate, is going to do this thing for them, mm-hmm. that's going to make everything just happy, mm-hmm. happy.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll just have a baby. We're just going to
fix everything.
So happy. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's just beginning.
See, I don't know. Is it the crying? Is it the diaper changing? I don't know what part of all, you know.
Right,
granted, right. you know, we've got children. I love my children, oh, you yeah. know. But as the source, I'm talking about the source, mm-hmm. the source of your happiness, mm-hmm. that ain't going to cut it.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm going to get a job. You know, I'm going to study. I'm going to get an education because education is so important. Listen, I'm not knocking education. Got one. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good it is, but I got one, you know. But I'll just get an education because that's I'm going to be happy in life. You got education. You got a good job with benefits and a 401k and all this. And, you know, then I'm going to be happy. Because then, you know, I'm going to feel good about myself and all that. You know, well, what happens when you don't have your job?
That's right. What happens then?
Yeah. I mean, what if happiness is determined by a job, then that means that when the job or the thing or whatever it is, that the idol that we place before God is taken down.
That's right.
Then that means
you're not happy anymore. Yeah. Right.
I mean, think about it. Yeah. So we trade jobs, we trade, you know, and the thing about it is it becomes just a narcissistic, it becomes a self-focused thing where things, people, and items all revolve around the person that make them happy. Because mm-hmm. that's my number one goal. My number goal is to be happy. Then I need all these things. I need all these people. You know, if I go shopping and I get the latest, it's amazing. You know, it's like you buy that one thing. Mm-hmm. It's like the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. You're just ecstatic. Can't wait to go home and open it up, right?
You go home, you open it up, you unbox it.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video on YouTube where people would like, they unbox
their stuff?
Yeah. I was like, breathtaking. Let's see what it looks like. The new iPhone, whatever it is, unboxing video of. Mm-hmm. But they're so excited. And that lasts for what?
A week?
You know, the new car is like, oh, I just got the new car.
Yep.
And the new smell wears off.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the kid just spills, the new baby spills something in it.
And right, like, oh, right.
We got to wipe that up.
It's over. Get a scratch on it.
Exactly. First scratch, first day.
Run over That's a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have done that here?
I don't know.
No comments. I'm not saying any names. No suspects. Just keep it moving. But you think about it, it's like, wow. That's important here that we take note of that because none of these things can truly make it. They can add happiness in its proper context, in its proper place, you know. And God doesn't even promise us happiness, mm-hmm. you know. We're a byproduct of having a relationship with God, is that we're going to, you know, you're going to sense the joy of the Lord. God's got you have hope, mm-hmm. but you know, I understand. I have a great compassion for a lot of people right now that don't know God. You're searching, you're looking, and you know, and maybe you're coming back, or maybe you knew God once, and now you're you know, you got turned on to VFN radio, and listen, I have great compassion because I was there. Mm-hmm. I was on the treadmill. I tried to do everything that they said to do.
Oh, yeah.
To be happy. I didn't do it all.
Right. Yeah.
And the worst thing about it is that I still wasn't happy. You know, it's just, it wasn't the amount of money. It wasn't in the relationships. It wasn't in the jobs and the positions and the toys and the stuff and the vacations. It's like, you know, you can't go from vacation to vacation to vacation. To, right. It's like, there's got to be more to life than this. Mm-hmm. And you know, thinking about that, I remember, you know, being in my parents' home one day years and years ago when I first came to God. And I started thinking, there's got to be more to life than this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's got to be more to life than this. It's like, hello. I mean, I'm wondering, I was in college at the time, will I ever graduate? Mm-hmm. Will I ever get a job? You know what I'm saying? Will I ever have kids or just what? You know, you have all these questions, all these what ifs. Mm-hmm. And I just started fast forwarding through my life. It's just like, I don't know. It's just started seeing these things. It's just started, it was in a daydream maybe. And just started imagining, you know, is this it? Is this it? You ask most people today, why do you work? Well, I got bills. You know, it's like, is this it? Work to pay bills and have 2 weeks vacation? Is this it? Maybe get married. But, you know, 50% of all marriages ending divorce today, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe have a couple of kids and all that newness will wear off. And is this it? Is this it? And you're looking at a generation now that's graduating that doesn't even know if they're even going to do as good as their parents' generation. I mean, typically you want your children to do better than the previous generation. Well, you have a generation that's graduating from college with such uncertainty, and we've lifted all these other things, whether it be money, relationships, you know, status, all this other stuff is more important than having a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
I'd say the greatest thing that you could ever do in your life, the greatest thing you could ever, ever do in your life, the greatest decision you could ever make in your life. They say that the three most important decisions, Pat, that you, Chris, and you ever make in your life all start with a C. What you're going to do for your career. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be your companion?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a, right?
Yep.
And your decision or your indecision to choose Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Maybe you've been working it backwards. Maybe, you know, you started out with the career, you started out with the companion and all this type of stuff. Or let me tell you, if Jesus Christ is not at the center of your heart and your life, you're missing.
That's right.
And you can turn back to him. Listen, there's nothing that you could have done. There's nothing that you have done in your life where God's going to reject you. We're talking about, who does God love? I mean, God loves you. He loves you, he's died for you, and he has a plan for your life. You can make that decision to turn your heart, give your heart to him. Or maybe if you've known him, maybe your relationship has just grown cold.
Yep.
Let me tell you, you can stoke a relationship now. You just turn back to God. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't been abiding, I want to encourage you, you can go to iabide.org. I like the... You see an iPad or iPod, the letter I, and the word abide, abide.org. Mm-hmm. And there's a simple plan. There's a simple plan that you can get. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. Nothing but your time. Mm-hmm. And you can download this plan. It gives you a simple plan on how you can abide, how you can spend time with God, how you can begin to walk out this relationship. I want to encourage you. I want to tell you today that God loves you. Yes, he loves you. He loves you with a burning, passionate love. And I think many, many people get that. They have an idea of that, you know, Pat?
Yeah.
And who you are today is God's gift to you. Mm-hmm. But what you do with your life is your gift to God.
Right.
I mean, you're blessed. God loves you.
That's right.
The mistake in thinking is that, well, just God's love is just, okay, oh, I just have God's love and that's it. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, God says, it's what are we going to do with that love? I mean, the question is, do you love God back? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And Jesus says that if you love me, you'll obey me.
Right.
And so part of you know, receiving God's love is, yes, receiving that God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and he wants nothing but goodness and kindness and greatness. Mm-hmm. But he He loves you. He wants you to come to him.
Right.
His love was displayed on the cross. He wants you to come to him to make him the Lord of your life. And you can do that. I mean, you can give God your life. You can give him your heart. You can make that decision today. But what you do with your life is your gift to God. What would you give him? What would you give him? I mean, this is what he's calling us for. He's loving us. We can love him back and we can enjoy a relationship with him. But it's not just enough to say, well, you know, God loves me and I can do whatever I want. Well, no. Mm-hmm. And he loves you. He loves you enough to let you go. He loves you enough to let you come back. He loves you. And so don't mistake God's mm-hmm. love for acceptance of any kind of sin. Because oftentimes right. I hear that as well, that, you know, well, God just loves me. And so, you know, that mm-hmm. means just whatever. No, it's not whatever.
Right.
It's not whatever. God will respect your choice. That's your right. choice for him or your choice to choose not to choose him.
That's right.
But why would you miss out on that? Why would you miss out on an awesome opportunity to say, man, I want to receive God's love and I want to begin to start loving him back on his terms. You know, this is what we can receive. I mean, if we don't know God, we can begin to love him by accepting him into our heart. But you're listening today and you're a believer and you're being encouraged and you say, yes, I love God and God loves me and I have a relationship with the Lord and that's wonderful. I hear you. Well, you know what? God told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep.
That's right.
If you're a believer today and you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you've accepted him and you have a relationship with wonderful, one of the ways that you can love God is by taking care of his sheep, by going out into the harvest and telling the world about a loving God that loves them, who died for their sins. Mm-hmm. Let's advance the kingdom. We don't advance the kingdom by buildings we advance the kingdom by the kingdom growing in people's hearts, by people coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have the greatest, this is the church's greatest hour.
Right.
Let's glorify God. Let's continue to be in the harvest fields. Let's receive God's love and share God's love so that many can come to God and know his love for himself.
That's right.
We'll be right back. If you ever heard someone speak about God and you just been in awe and wondered, oh my gosh, I wish I could hear God like that. Well, guess what? You can. I want to demystify the voice of God for you. We have a simple plan for you at iabide.org where you can begin to learn what is your rightful inheritance to hear the Father's voice. God wants to speak to you on a daily basis. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow one another. That's you. You're his sheep. Get your plan at iabide.org. Hearing God's voice is not as hard as others have made it out to be.
Have you ever found yourself just wondering who to talk to? Wondering if there's anybody real? You've tried everything. You've looked to every relationship. Find yourself possibly, you know, being an addict. Run through every door, every opportunity. And it seems like all your doors are closing. It seems like everywhere you're going, it's just you turn and you end up in the exact same place. And I relate to you because that's exactly where I was. I had nobody to turn to, or at least I thought I didn't. I tried everything. And I felt all alone. I felt that there was nowhere else to go, that I could not find the very reason that my life was. I couldn't find my purpose. And I want to encourage you that there is a place to reach out to. You can reach out to Jesus Christ. That he is real. And if you feel that God can't use you, I want to share truth with you that he can. And he wants nothing more than to spend time with you and have a relationship with you. And you can check out the stories and read the stories of other people who are in situations like you, or possibly in worse or just different situations than you. Go to meetmyfather.org and find out your heavenly father that wants nothing more than to know you. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. Dude, John, I was opening up my mail the other day. And I got an offer to subscribe to a magazine. Check this out. They wanted $25 a month. Not a year, a month.
Steve, $25 a month. Come on. Are you sure?
Yeah. That didn't even get a second look. I was like, no. Like $25, trash. That's where that went. I was like, that ain't jiving, you know?
I bet. $25.
Not going to work. But get this. Did you know that what you can subscribe for free?
What?
VFNTV.com. Become a subscriber. You get more content. You get the downloads. You get to see more of what is not heard, more of what's not talked about on the daily VFN radio program. Check it out. VFNTV.com. Become a subscriber.
I think about that Promise Keepers when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. Mm-hmm. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with Next Step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. Mm-hmm. And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
What we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums fill with people. We've seen them fill with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome, awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month,
You can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's a dollar a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once. And look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to BFN Radio in the Extra Hour. Joining me today is Pat and Chris. Oh my goodness, we are coming close to the end of the Extra Hour. What a great day, what a great program. I want to talk about, Pat and Chris, I want to talk about the top three on the torch. I want to share with you our BFN Radio listeners because, listen, I'm so encouraged by the torch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Have you been to the torch lately, Pat?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah!
My goodness, I know you.
Every day,
Chris. Listen. I'm so encouraged. So many times, I'll listen. I'll go to the torch and I'll listen on my app.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm blessed. I'll go back and listen to some of the segments I did, or so you know, some of the segments on VFN Radio. I'm constantly listening to VFN Radio. Our whole house is like, you can't escape VFN
it's
Radio.
It's in our house 24/7.
Yeah, which is so cool. I'm like, did I just say that? Who's talking about that? You know?
Yeah, right.
But it's so cool because there's so much truth. You know, it's just so much. It's encouraging. It's informative. And it's just a great honor. It's a great blessing to be with you and be with our VFN Radio listeners every day. We thank you for tuning in and just joining the conversation and being a part for your posts on Facebook and your comments on Twitter and how you're emailing and sharing this this truth with your friends and your family. It's just awesome that we're doing it all together. And this is what VFN Radio is here for.
That's right.
But I wanted to share with you the top three, and one of the top three is, don't judge me because I limp. I don't know if you remember that highlight, but that was an exciting highlight because, you know, there's nothing more precious than someone who's fighting on the same team. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I believe in that segment, we're talking about two soldiers. One soldier that was just, you know, hair was perfect, and he had spit shine shoes, and his all of his badges and everything was in perfect condition. His hair was just right, and his gun was just shine.
Yeah.
Just ready to go.
Yeah.
And yet there was another soldier who was the shuffled, who, you know, didn't have his uniform tucked in. It had some battle scars on him. His hands were rugged.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know what? It's not about what's on the outside, but it's what's on the inside that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many in the church today are looking at people's outside. They're saying, oh, that person's polished. That person, you know, they must know God. Look how they tilt their head when they pray. And look at
right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that holy moment, their posture. It's like, come on.
They got that Jesus pin on.
Yeah, they got that Jesus pin. Oh, my goodness. We're going to be willing to be authentic and to show our, people must be willing to show their true side.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told a woman who was caught in adultery, listen, neither do I condemn you. Go and leave your life of sin.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to judge our brothers. Now, what is that? We can't judge our brothers, good or bad. It's like, stop looking at the outside of people. Don't judge me because I limp.
That's right.
You know, the miracle is that I even attempt to walk.
That's right.
You know, and it's time to break the gavel and leave that to God. Let God work on that person. Let God deal with that person and minister to them and bring them to the place where he wants them to be, since it's him that they're coming to,
right?
You know, and so that's why we just need to just empathize, be authentic, and we need the need for spiritual fathers and mothers to be able to walk the disciples out, to walk, you know, new believers in their growth. You know, because when you're just coming to God, you're still going to limp. But don't judge that person. If they're on the same side with you and they say Jesus is Lord, come on now.
That's right.
All right? Now, I know that you did. This is, next thing we're going to talk about is have you inquired of the Lord? Number two on the top three of the VFN torch.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah. Remember King Asa?
Yes.
You know, he forgot what made him successful.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning of his reign when he was king of Israel, you know, he sought God. God won his battles. I mean, he was very successful. God blessed him, took care of him. Right. And then later on in his life and got comfortable, didn't have as much turmoil, he got complacent. You know, he forgot about seeking God. And, of course, when the enemy came back, and instead of seeking the Lord for help, he went to the world. You know, he went to his enemy of his enemy instead of going up, you know, seeking God for help.
Wow.
And he even took stuff out of the temple that belonged to God to buy off his enemy.
Mm. So doing like a man's way, worldly way.
Totally went worldly. It's like, dude, what happened?
Right.
You know, you forgot what made you successful. You know, you forgot about abiding. You forgot about, you know, how he got to where he was.
Mm.
You know, and so instead of repenting, he got prideful and he ended up getting this foot disease and dying.
Wow.
Never repented. A shame.
Just because you start well doesn't mean you can finish well.
That's right. So, yeah, not it's just all about finishing.
Yeah. It's not just about saying a prayer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, this is not coming to Jesus, not checking off a checkbox. This is a continual relationship. We talked about a couple of days ago about not having a stop and go relationship. You have a continual flow, you know?
That's right.
And if you only come to God in trials, then guess what? Trials are coming your way. You know what I'm saying?
Constantly.
Get ready for trials to come your way. And it's like, you know, that gets kind of old, serving God every time you fall flat. You know, it's like,
I've known people like that, though.
I know.
Many, which is sad.
God has mercy. You know, that can stop. That can end today. Mm-hmm. That can end today. And you can say, you know what? I'm not going to serve you, God, just when I'm broke or just when things go down or just when someone's ill or when I need you. I'm going to serve you when in the good times.
That's right.
You know, and I'm going to lead the way. I'm going to go first. I'm not going to look for my other family members to see what they're going to do. If I stand alone, God, serving you, I'm going to serve you.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, if you forget what brought you there, that's something. I mean, think about it. He started so humble and stole so low.
Yep.
And then what? Went back to his old ways.
Right. And he even had a chance. You know, the foot disease was his mercy. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He gave him a chance. 2 years. 2 years with that disease. And he could have repented. That's God's mercy.
Oh, my goodness. Don't mistake God's mercy. Don't mistake God's mercy. You can turn at any time and say, God, I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget what you did for me. Don't forget. I've seen this happen. I've seen this often, too.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. You can break that cycle today. And the third one we want to talk about as we're coming to the end of our extra hour is don't fall for the offense trap. Let me tell you something. The enemy, he doesn't have, all he has is trickery. All he has is just deceptive strategies. And what he loves to use is a strategy called offense. It's a way to get people, the people of God, isolated from other good godly relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't fall for the trap of offense. You know, this trap is to divide spouses from each other, children from parents, churches from their pastors, the church from each other, and not to mention, to have believers be separated from God because they're offended with God. I mean, come on.
Right.
Matthew 24:10 says that, you know, an offended brother, basically, will betray and hate each other. And you know what? That should not be.
Mm-hmm.
We should move in forgiveness. We should move in a place of love. We should always believe the best, pull down those false expectations of others and say, you know what? I'm going to cover an offense. I'm not going to promote an offense. Well, my goodness, we have come to the end of the extra hour. Thank you so much for tuning on in. We've been so encouraged. Don't forget that you can find BFN Radio on the 24-hour loop. And we will see you and be with you tomorrow. God bless.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.